Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome to the second hour of the program. My name is Lukho Mqwedi-Phuthi. Absolutely thrilled to be spending another afternoon with you. A very, very good afternoon. If you've just tuned in, we'll be together all the way until 3 o'clock this afternoon. I did make mention of this in the first hour, and you've probably heard it multiple times here on Radio Pulpit, that this week is actually Wales Week, National Wales Week, is what it's called. And so National Wales Week takes place this week, like I said, from the 15th to the 19th of September. And so during this week, attorneys all over the country that are registered at the Law Society of South Africa will be able to draw up a will free of charge for anyone in the public. Now, at Radio Pulpit, we understand that preparing a will is deeply personal. And that's why we've partnered with caring professionals to help you set up your will. With us this afternoon, we actually have Sonia Detoy, who's from Van der Walt and Hugo Attorneys. Sonia, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you.
Okay, let's try that again. Now you're on air. Good afternoon, Sonia.
Good afternoon. It's nice to be with you and all the listeners this afternoon.
Oh, man. Thank you so, so much for joining us this afternoon. Let's start here, Sonia. Why is estate planning so important and necessary at all? And why is it important at all?
So it's your last expression of what you would like to see happen with all your assets. So if you ask your husband today, what do you think I want to do with everything that I own? He will probably not know, and your kids also. So it's really important that you give them guidance, and it's important to trust somebody to be your executor of your will, so that it can be completed in a timeous fashion and somebody who knows how to handle the whole process with the master. Otherwise, it's very drawn out, and it can be traumatic for the family members left if there's no will, and then there is often lots of conflict regards to what should happen.
Now, Sonia, why don't you correct me, my lovey? Apologies for that. So Sonia is actually director for, is from MC van der Berg Attorneys in Pretoria. Sorry about that, Sonia. I don't know if you picked it up.
No worries.
Maybe let's also just come to this one. What is a last will and testament? If you can just clarify that for us.
Well, it's a legal document which the person signs, which every person should have if you have assets. And in that, you say, what should happen with my assets? Who will be my executor? And also, very importantly, if you have children, who will be my children's guardian?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If they are still minors.
Okay. But then who must have a will? Who is it important? Who should actually have it?
Any person who's older than 16 and has assets should have one, definitely, if you have any assets. And often we think of assets as maybe a vehicle or a property, but it can be something as small as your bank account with a few rand in it. So that's important if you have any assets. And also, if you think you don't have any assets but you have children, you have to provide for a guardian for them. Otherwise, the people who are left behind have to decide who the guardian for your children will be. And it won't be the person that you would have chosen for your kids to grow up with if you're not there anymore.
Mm. And who must actually sign as a witness? Who's eligible to sign?
Each will has to have two witnesses, and it can be anybody older than 14. But also important, they should not derive a benefit from that will. Mm. So, for example, if you leave something to your mother, she shouldn't be one of your witnesses to your will.
Which kind of makes sense, though, Sonia, if you think about it. Imagine one day they're reading out my will, and my mom is there, and in fact, my mom is like, no, I was witness. No, I'm actually written there. Who's going to believe her? If you think about it,
yes,
it's like, you were part of this.
Yes, and often then the question arises, was there not undue influence? Were you not forced to nominate that person who's now the witness to your will?
Okay, but then what happens, Sonia, if you do not have a last will and testament in place?
So the good thing is there are backup rules contained in the Intestate Succession Act. So that gives some guidelines what should happen, but it is limited to your family situation. So, for example, if I pass away today and I only have a husband, but I didn't leave a will, everything will go to my husband. If I pass away today in terms of Intestate Succession Act and I have a husband and kids, it will be divided amongst them. So then there's those general rules apply, but then you can't, then there's no provision for specific things that you wanted to leave for specific people. So, for example, if you wanted to donate something to Radio Pulpit, then you won't be able to because the law of interstate succession doesn't provide for it.
Which makes sense. You're actually reminding me, as you're giving that order, Sonia, I saw a clip on, I think it was Facebook the other day, and it was these two children who dad had passed away, and I think they were confronting their cousin brother, who's apparently in charge of their late dad's estate and stuff, and the son was saying, why do you think it's so important for you to take our father's things? And he says, no, I'm not going to have this conversation with my dad present. And it turns out his dad, in other words, his the deceased brother and son are now squandering all these assets from these kids because it's what his brother wanted. And I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, instead of having this on a TV program, why don't you just approach the courts? I mean, this is not even a discussion we should be having.
Indeed, indeed. And that's why the master is there, to oversee the whole process, the master of the High Court. But if you are not happy with what is happening, you can directly also approach the court. Although it's a tiniest process and it's also expensive. So yeah, the best thing is to leave a very clear will, and that would solve a lot of problems.
I like that. I like that. Now, under what circumstances can a will be invalid? Because like you're talking about approaching the master, and I've heard cases also where one will say, no, there was a will, but then some people are like, is that even a valid will?
Yes. So it's very important. The Act prescribes legal formalities for a will. It must be in writing. The testator must sign it each and every page and at the end of it. And then the witnesses must also sign every page and at the end of it. And then more, so that's the formalities of the document. And then formalities pertaining to the testator is that he or she must have capacity whilst drawing up this will. You must know that you are drawing up this will. You must still be able to recognize the consequences of that will and what you are saying. And then, like we already discussed, there mustn't be undue influence. If one of the heirs can prove that there was undue influence when drafting the will, then they can approach the court, and that will can then be declared as not legal and binding.
Now tell me, Sonia, how often must one update their will?
We're all very bad with this, but we do suggest that you do it annually. Or if there is a big change in assets, or if something happens. Say, for example, you nominated your mom as your executor of your estate, and she passes away, then there is definitely a room for improvement, and you must update your will.
Oh, now perhaps there are listeners who say, but I have no family or anyone that I wish to leave an inheritance to. What about a nonprofit organization? Can such a nomination be made? Are there any benefits to naming a nonprofit organization?
Definitely. A donation can be made to anybody, including nonprofit. And the advantages is that it is tax exempt in terms of the Income Tax Act, that donation.
Okay.
And also exempt from estate duty. So that helps with all the taxes payable.
That makes sense. If there are any listeners who need assistance with a wheel right now, who can they contact?
They are welcome to phone us at our offices at 012-660-6000 or send us a mail. Our wheels expert is standing by to answer and assist. Her name is Mariska, and you can mail her at mariska@ncvdburg.co.za.
Thank you so much, Sonia, for your time. Really appreciate this conversation. And you made something a very valid point to say, even if you think you don't have much to leave behind, you'd be surprised. It could be the odd cents in your account. At least have a voice. Say something.
Definitely.
Sonia, thank you so much and have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.